bring us the word of God fresh on a resurrection morning. Hallelujah. Yes, walk gently and calm down. Everything cool. What's your name?
Ernest.
Ernest. Okay. You're blessed. Is that not so?
Yes.
Everything is cool. Fantastic. Give the Lord a hand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On this Resurrection Sunday, I present to you Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquities of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, yet he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasures of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see of the travel of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servants justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him the spoil with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors. Amen.
Wow. I'll give you an offering after the service. Fantastic. I should make the offering big. Okay. According to Reverend Pazzi, I should make the offering big. So I will make the offering big. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand for such a wonderful offering of the word. And let's welcome the freshest of all breezes, the fresh breeze.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Prisoner.
and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight. It's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Yes, you set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Somebody who is grateful for their redemptions, come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah.
All my life I have been called unworthy.
Called unworthy.
Voice of my shame and regret.
Oh, but then I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet.
I am redeemed.
Oh,
you set me free. Shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. See, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Yes, you set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
Because I don't have to be the old man inside of me. 'Cause his day is long dead and gone.
Oh, because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same. And I hope that it will carry me home.
I am redeemed. You set me free.
Yes, you did.
So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
Oh,
I am redeemed.
You set me free. Yeah.
You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
Lord, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus,
I'm not who I used to be.
I am redeemed. Yeah. I am redeemed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, lift up your Bibles and let's go together. Ready to go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. Bible and I.
Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for the joy of coming to church and for the privilege of being here this Easter. We commend ourselves to you and to your will. I pray that your word will be relevant and applicable to us. Show us your way and teach us your path. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you very much, all of you, for coming to church. May God bless you. Right. This is Resurrection Morning, and we're celebrating the resurrected Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We're celebrating the greatest gift of all. Amen. Amen. The most significant and outstanding event in all history, the resurrection of Christ. It is one of the most proven truths of all truths that stands out. And that is undisputed. And so, very briefly, I'm going to talk to you about the resurrection story. Can I have an amen? Amen. And I'm starting to read to you from Acts chapter 1. By the way, how many of you were not able to come to Independence Square on Friday? Can I see your hand? Please. You were not able to come. Can I see your hand? No, I just okay. You're not able to come? All right, okay. So how many of you were there then? How many of you? All right, super, fantastic. I think that it was a lifetime event. Isn't it? An amazing gathering of all time. And we're grateful to God for how far God is taking us as a church. Amen. Next time a gathering like this happens, please, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, don't miss out on such occasions. Acts chapter 1, and just verses 1 to 3. If you don't mind, okay, let me read to you because they're just introductory verses, but let me just read to you. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Verse 2. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Right. Now the thing I need to talk to you, I'm talking to you about is called infallible proofs. Somebody say infallible proofs. Infallible. I did not hear you. Amen. Amen. Now the New Living Translation says, during the 40 days after suffering and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive, and he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Now, for us Christians, the strength of our faith is not on even the birth of Christ. The birth of Christ is not what our faith stands on, although it is very, very important. The Christian's basis of faith is on Christ, who died, physically died, and who was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead. Can I have an amen? Amen? That is the strength of Christianity. Paul wrote and said that if Christ has not risen from the dead, then our faith is in vain. Paul didn't write and say that if Christ has not been born, but if Christ has not risen from the dead, then our faith is vain. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying today? So we need to constantly assure ourselves. That is why the Bible uses the phrase infallible proofs. Proof beyond conviction. I mean, like you are convinced beyond any reasonable doubt that Christ rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Now, if you can believe that, you are destined for heaven. If you can believe that Christ actually rose from the dead, then I'm telling you that there's no problem in your life that cannot be taken care of. If you can believe with your heart, hallelujah. How many of you are still here? That Christ actually died on the cross and physically rose, not spiritually, but physically came out of the grave. Then that is the basis for your redemption, basis for your salvation, basis for your going to heaven. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And you need to believe it. Otherwise, we are only speaking philosophies of men.
Okay.
Are you still in church or have gone home? During the week, I was sharing with those who came for the prayer times. As I was sharing with them about the reason why Christ died slowly. He died slowly. You know, there are many ways Christ could have died. They could have shot him, bam, one time. And he's gone. He could have drunk poison and then he would go in a short while. But he died slowly. Because you see, the death of Christ takes care not only of our sins, but for many range of things in our lives. Am I talking to anybody here? The thing that his death covers, it's a range. So he needed to die slowly so that various things can be taken care of. Many believers only think about, oh, Christ died for our sins. But actually, the process of death was to take care of various issues in our lives. The scripture that Ernest beautifully read. Where's Ernest? You are doing well. Don't backslide. Keep it up. Fantastic. Now let's go back to Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 3. Bible says, he is despised, that is Christ, rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. And he goes on to speak, he was despised, and we esteem him not. That we didn't even want to get close to him. Now verse 4, look at it. Surely, he had borne our griefs, hallelujah, and carried our sorrows. You see, so I'm talking about the process of his death. Lucky, are you with me? The process of his death, as he was going to die, as he was carrying the cross, as he was being whipped, as he was being maltreated, as he was spitting at his face, as arrows, as nails were being pierced through his hands, as a crown of thorn was being forced over his head and blood was oozing out, as a spear was taken and driven through his side and water and blood was coming out, all of it was process of death. He was dying slowly. He was going through pain. You know, some deaths don't cause pain, or not so much.
Yes,
when you die in your sleep, take some poison and die in your sleep, your stomach will not pain you. You just wake up and you are in hell. What a shock. How many of you are still here? But he died slowly. But the Bible says that in the process of dying, he was taking care of various aspects of your life. Can I preach to somebody here? I said, can I preach to you? Listen, Bible says, surely he had borne our griefs. Agatha. So as he was dying slowly, he was carrying your griefs. Anything that make you grieve, he was carrying it for you.
Amen.
He had carried our sorrows. Are there things that make you sad in this life? I can't hear you. Are there things that make you sad in this life?
Yes.
Auntie Jane, he has carried your sorrows. He died slowly because actually when he was carrying the cross and falling down and they were kicking him and all that, he was carrying your sorrows. From today, may every sorrow in your life be carried by Jesus. Shout amen. Amen. You don't have to carry it again. You don't have to carry the pain again. Bible says, listen, it goes on to say, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgression. Listen, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes ye are healed. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord, somebody? Amen. So all of it was the process of dying. Can I have an amen? All of it was the journey to death. He was going to die anyway, but he needed to go through pain. They needed to pierce some nails through his hands so that he would suffer some pain, so that you will not suffer the pain. Amen. He had to carry the weight of the testimony of your peace, the thing that disturbs you, that makes you have sleepless nights. The Bible says that the chastisement of your peace was laid upon him.
Wow. What a word.
Amen. But you see, if Christ had died suddenly, it's true your sins would have been forgiven, but your sickness will be there. But they had to take a whip and whip him so that we can say, with the stripes we are healed. Clap your hands one more time for the Lord. May you walk out of here healed and delivered. Say amen. May you walk out of here knowing that something new has taken place in your life. But you see, the thing about it, last week I was telling you how he had to enter Jerusalem triumphantly, how they received him glamorously. They shouted, they screamed, they threw their clothes down, they waved palm branches. That was Sunday. He entered the place with a lot of shoutings and rejoicing. By Friday, the story has changed. Between my Sunday and Friday, everything has changed. The people who said Hosanna, within a short while, they were saying, crucify him. Why did it happen so quickly? Brother Koye, why did it happen so quickly? That within a short while, the person that you hailed and clapped for, suddenly he has changed. The people have changed. They shouted, save us now. They thought he was coming as a political leader. He was coming with an army to overthrow the Roman government. But rather, they saw him coming in a donkey, and they realized that his modus operandi, his way of working, his way of saving us was not the way that people expected. Sometimes relationships are marred because people, our expectations are not met the way we want. Are you still there? Things don't go the way you expect. So you realize that, there's no point. And suddenly, you change towards the person. Am I talking to anybody here? How many of you are hearing what I'm saying today? Now, I'm saying to everybody here that, look, they really, really were hailing him. And they thought this was the end of their day. Deliverance has come. Breakthrough has come. Wonderful deliverance. Then they discovered that, hey, look at it. Nothing is happening. From Sunday to Friday. Within 1 week, the relationship was spoilt. I know a couple who married. Saturday, Monday, they were asking for divorce. I tell you, it's a real thing. It happened very quickly. From the marriage on Saturday, Monday, they said, no, we don't want to marry again. This is very fast. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of couples also who are not divorced, but after a while, say, is that it? Is this the thing I was so much looking forward to? You're looking at me. I'm talking to you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. But anyway, let's get to what we're talking about. So the question is, what is the proof of his resurrection? What Bible says that by many infallible proofs, I'm going to give you just 7 proofs quickly from the Bible. I'll read them and then we will be closing. Say amen. Amen. Bible says by many infallible proofs, he showed that he was alive. Amen. Number one, the proof by the Roman guards. The people who guarded the tomb. The fact of the matter is, when Jesus died on the cross and he was buried, taken there and into the and put in the tomb, there were 16 soldiers that guarded the tomb. And they guarded it every 4 hours, they would change them. So you're on duty for 4 hours and then you go. And then and you come on duty for another team camp, 4 hours. So every 4 hours, they will come and change the guards. So the Roman soldiers were there to ensure that nobody ever comes to steal the body of Jesus. 16 soldiers. Are you there? Yes. Number two, the tomb was sealed by a big stone, and the king's seal was on it. You know, so when they rolled the big stone to the tomb, the mouth of the tomb, you know, those days graves were like rooms, and so instead of having a door, this one they had a rock. So that was to ensure that this guy is actually in the grave inside. So they pushed the big boulder to the tomb, to the mouth of the tomb, and then they sealed it. They didn't use super glue. They used proper sealant, something that is so strong that can even stick rocks. They'll use it to seal the edges to be sure that no air comes, no air goes in. And then after they put the sealant on it, they'll put the king's stamp and stamp it, just like you have a letter and you seal it, and then you put a stamp on so that anybody who opens the letter, you know that they've tampered with it. Am I talking? I do understand what I'm saying. So that was all to prove that and to show that he is actually in the grave. Now, the Bible tells us that all these things were done. Christ was kept inside the grave, and the tomb was sealed and all that. But something happened. Hallelujah. I said something happened. Once the grave was sealed, the soldiers were sitting down. Friday evening, they've carried him. And you know, very little is said about Saturday, because the Jews' Sabbath starts from Friday evening till Saturday evening. So between 6 p.m. of Friday till 6 p.m. of Saturday, the place was quiet. Everybody was resting, and the soldiers were on guard, and Jesus' body was in the grave, inside. He had carried our sin. He was paying for the penalty of our afflictions, but he was inside the grave. Friday evening, Saturday morning, Saturday evening, everything was calm. Then came Sunday morning. Can I talk to somebody here? Tell your neighbor, then came Sunday morning. Amen. Hold your neighbor, shake you and say, then came Sunday morning. Amen. Tell him your Sunday morning is coming. Your Sunday morning is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to me. It felt like the devil has succeeded. It felt like this Jesus who came and did miracles and walked upon water. You know, it was amazing. The day he stood before Pilate and for all the good that he had done and for all the miracles and for all the healings and so on. Pilate said that, listen, this guy is a just man. I see no guile in this. I see no fault. This man hasn't done anything right, wrong. And Pilate said, I need to let somebody go free. One prisoner must go free every occasion. Now, which one do you want me to release? There's one wicked man, a rapist, one armed robber. Everybody knew him in town. His name was Barabbas. And was in prison. And Pilate brought him out and said, here is Barabbas on my right, here is Jesus on the left. Whom do you want me to release? To everybody's shock, they said, release the armed robber. Release the wicked person. Release the rapist. Let him come and rape more of our children. Let him come and terrorize us. We prefer Barabbas to Jesus. The one who multiplied bread for us to eat. The one who raised our people, babies from the dead. Keep him in the, let him rather be crucified and release to us Barabbas. You wonder how people vote. What a shock. The story hasn't changed. Are you still there? We always choose. What a shock. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? They said, release to us Barabbas. Let him come. And then Barabbas was released. I can imagine the way he danced. It's like, another opportunity to rape your children. You want me? Yes, we want you. And they released Barabbas, and Christ was carried. And in fact, the girls were so obsessed and incensed with wanting Jesus to die, so much so that Pilate said that, I see no guile in this man. This hasn't done anything wrong. The man, they said that, let him die and let his blood be upon us and our children. That's how much they wanted Jesus to die. Let his blood be up. Sometimes you can hate somebody so much that you don't even think about the effect of your hatred. You lost your reason. They said, let him die. And let his blood be on us and on our children. When Pilate took water and washed his hand, they said, we don't care the effect of what we are doing. We don't care. Let his blood be upon us and our children. And he was crucified. He was buried. But then came Sunday morning. I said, then came Sunday morning. I said, then came Sunday morning. The story is not over yet. Tell your neighbor, your story is not over yet. Your story is not over yet. Hallelujah. At the back, can you hear me? Am I talking to anybody here? Your story is going to end beautifully. Are you there? The soldiers, 16 soldiers. I don't know what they were doing at that time. Maybe they were playing dummy. Maybe some of them were. I don't know what they were doing at that time. They have bought also cocoa and Kose, having breakfast. 16 of them, all alert, sitting by the tomb, and then just having fun. Then suddenly they heard some noise. Yeah, 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 yeah. How many of you are sitting here? Suddenly they heard something was going on. And say, is there an earthquake? Is there a tornado? What is happening here? And the boulder that have rolled to the tomb. They saw cracks. I said, they saw cracks. The seal with the king's seal and all that. They saw it breaking up small, small. I see your Sunday morning coming in the name of Jesus. Are you here? And the Bible tells us, then as they sat down there, they saw it, as the seal just fell off. And the boulder, the huge rock, you know, was rolled away. And the soldier began to run. What is going on? Then the master stood up and climbed out of the room. So I see Jesus walking out of the grave. Walking out of the... Somebody shout hallelujah. Are you still here? At the Sunday morning is coming. Your story will change. Your story will change. Your story will change. Are you still here? Jesus climbed up. You know, it's beautiful. He was still in a hurry. Because the Bible says that later on, the woman came with all the spices to come and embalm the body of Jesus. Because of our Sabbath day, they couldn't work. Now Sunday morning, they've come singing and sad, so sad, coming to embalm. When they got to the place, they saw that the stone had been rolled. Because Bible said Mary was thinking, they were thinking, who will help us to roll away the stone? But the angel has taken the lead. I said, angel has taken the lead. When they got there, the stone had been rolled away already. And they went in. And the beautiful thing is that when they went inside, they saw that the cloth that covered him had been folded. When Jesus rose from the dead, he got up. He took his time, took the cloth. Give me somebody's cloth. Give me my mama's cloth. Cover me with the cloth. Cover me. Cover me. So, are you there? Bible says that God raised Jesus up. So when Jesus got up, the cloth, put the cloth away, and he got up. Said, this thing, nice one. Jesus shook the cloth. He folded the cloth. Folded the cloth. Folded it nicely. Are you there? He took his time. Jesus not in a hurry at all. Take his time. He folded the cloth and then he walked out of the grave. Hallelujah! I said hallelujah! He walked out of the grave. When the disciples came and Mary and God, they saw that the cloth was folded. Folded right there. The Bible says Mary was alarmed and she was disturbed and looked at us, how he looked around and said, where have they placed my master? Mary was crying. Have they taken him to another tomb? Then he saw a gardener, a certain gardener who looked at Atia, the gardener. He said, Mr. Atia, where is my master? Where is my Lord? Then Atia looked and said, Mary. Jesus, Mary said, ha! It is not Atia, it is my Lord himself. Hallelujah. He mentioned her name, Mary. And when he said Mary, she said, my Lord, you are alive. And Mary was going to hug him, said, don't hug me yet. I'm going to go up there. I'm going to your father and my father. I'm going to present my blood to him up in glory. But go out there and tell the disciples that I'm coming back. Come on, shout hallelujah. He told Mary, I'm going to see you in the other town. Am I talking to anybody here? Bible said by infallible proofs. Am I talking to anybody here? Mary saw Jesus walking out. And Jesus said, I'm going to present my blood. The blood of the perfect covenant. The blood that answers every argument. The blood that will settle every dispute in your life. The blood that brings healing and deliverance. I'm going to present the blood. And then I'm going to meet you out there. Somebody shout amen. Are you still there? The Bible tells us one time the disciples just are gathered in one room. Infallible proofs. They were there when suddenly Jesus walked through the walls. The door was shut and Jesus walked through the walls and appeared to where they were, got to where they were. Say, hey, what's coming? The blowman has arrived. Tell them, the blowman has arrived. He just walked through and they said, what's happening here? What is happening here? Are you the one? And here was Thomas. And Thomas said, Thomas, you just said you didn't believe that I was resurrected. Thomas, come and feel the wound. Come and feel my side and see who is talking to you. By infallible proofs. Some say infallible proofs. Am I talking to anybody here? One time, Bible says that he even appeared to 500 men. All of it to prove that he's alive. Are you there?
Yes.
Look at the last scripture. Revelation chapter 1. Verse 18. Revelation 1:18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Clap your hands for the Lord. Why did he have to die? Why did he have to go to hell? Because Satan had the keys. Satan had taken the keys, terrorizing man with sickness, with death, with fear. But Jesus went to where Satan was. He walked right down there. When he died, he went to hell and said, Satan, I came to demand that. Give me the keys. Give me the keys right now. Give me the keys right now. I'm telling you something. Your master has the keys of hell and death. Shout amen.
Amen.
If it is not time for you to die, no devil can kill you. No wizard can kill you. No witch can kill you. No demon can kill you. Come on, shout hallelujah. Are you still here today? Am I talking to somebody here today? Your life belongs to God. I came to assure somebody here. Your days are before God. Your sins are before God. Your life is in the hand of Almighty God. He has the keys of life and death. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. It's not time for you to die yet. Your life cannot be destroyed. Your future cannot be destroyed. Your death cannot be destroyed. Your business cannot be destroyed. Your mind cannot be destroyed. Jesus has the keys. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. I came to tell you here this morning, your days are going to be brighter than ever. Your days are going to be brighter than ever. The devil's agenda is destroyed. The devil's plan for your life is destroyed. Because he's holding the keys of hell and death. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. The devil cannot frighten you again. He cannot scare you again. He cannot scare you again. Your future is in the hand of the Lord. Are you there? That's why we sing. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives,
all fear is gone.
All fear is gone. And now I know, yes, I know, he holds the future. And life is worth and living just because he lives.
Sing it one more time. Because he lives.
Because he lives. I can face tomorrow.
Because Christ lives.
Because he lives.
All fear is gone.
All fear is gone. And now I know. Yes, I know. He holds the future. And life is worth a living just because he lives.
You know the beginning? God sent his son. Come on, sing it.
God sent his son.
The call is stand to your feet, everybody, and sing it.
They call him Jesus.
He came to love, heal, and forgive.
He came to love.
Sing it again, sing it again, sing it again, sing it again.
Oh, God.
I know
He holds the future.
And life is worth the living
just because
He Now listen, lives. Listen. Look at your neighbor and say to him, because
He lives.
You can face tomorrow.
I can face tomorrow.
Because He lives.
Because
say to him, person and sing to him like a minute. Come on. Because He
lives,
I can face
tomorrow.
Oh, you will do well. Tomorrow will be cocoa. Next year will be easy. Yes.
All fear is gone.
And now
I know.
Yes, I know.
And life is worth a living just because He lives.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Tomorrow shall be cocoa for you. I said tomorrow shall be cocoa for you. I see you moving to another level of your blessing. Favor is following you. Tomorrow shall be easy. Breakthroughs are coming your way. Goodness and mercy are following you. Healing is your portion. Miracles are your portion. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. I prophesy to you, you will not die tomorrow. You will not die tomorrow. You will live and not die. You will live and not die. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to you, your business will work. Your children will do well. Your ministry shall work. The hand of God is upon you. Tomorrow shall be cocoa. It shall be cocoa because He is alive. He is alive. Come on, because He lives.
Because He lives.
Come on, sing it like you believe it.
Oh, I confess to God.
Fear, fear of death, fear of poverty, fear of sickness. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I speak to your tomorrow. I prophesy to your tomorrow, to the year ahead, to the years ahead. May you walk in the power of God. May you walk in the strength of God. May you walk under the grace of God. May your home be blessed. May your children be blessed. May the work of hand be blessed. Receive the blessing of God in Jesus' name. The Bible says, the same Spirit that raised Christ up dwells in you. I know, do you hear me? The same Spirit that raised Christ up from the dead, that broke the seal, the same power that rolled away the stone, the same power dwells in you. The same power dwells in you. May the power quicken your mortal body. May the power give you hope for tomorrow. May it give you strength for tomorrow. Receive the grace of God in Jesus' name. I prophesy to you, you will get married. You will get married. You have children. You have a good job. Doors are opening for you. I prophesy to you today. Good things will follow you. Good things are following you. Your tomorrow is bright. Your tomorrow is bright. Every voice that tells you that you are going to die early, every dream you have had, every evil encounter, that has come upon you today. By the power of God, I block that weapon. I block that weapon. I block that weapon. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are walking to tomorrow with hope. You are walking to tomorrow with expectation. You are walking to tomorrow with great joy. May God bless your tomorrow. May God bless the week ahead of you. May God bless you the month of April. May God bless the rest of the year. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Your life will work. It's working. It's working. It's working. Somebody here, you always have nightmares. You have dreams and nightmares that you get up and you are scared. Today is the end of that encounter. It's the end of that encounter now. I break the hold of the enemy over your life now. There's somebody here. You feel hopeless. Your life is full of hopelessness. You always feel it's not going to work. But today, that language is changed. I said, that language is changed. That language is changed. Lift your two hands up high. I bless you now. May God bless you. May God be gracious to you. May God help you. May God strengthen you. May God stretch his hand up and die. May that resurrected power, the power that raised Christ who is dead, alive, God raise him up. May God also raise you up. May God raise you up. May God raise you up. May God raise you up. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, thank you. Put your two hands on your head. Father, I pray for your children. Today, this is a rated morning. Oh, yes. By infallible proofs. Infallible proofs. You revealed yourself to 500 people. Disciples saw you. The women saw you. The guards were baffled. And today, you are still alive. You died, but you are alive. We place our hands on our head and we declare, by your power, by your grace, may that resurrected power move us to a new level now. I pray for your children. I pray for your people. Karo Shabaka Fata. Zubrandi Farandi Kabahata Nizi. Zubrakafandi Rimohokabata. Malito Roki Mandi Fatande. Radito Rondi Kasata. Sobali Fakindo Roboke Fandi Tata. In the name of Jesus, I declare, let their way get brighter and brighter. Let your way get brighter and brighter. Let your way get brighter and brighter. Let your way get brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for victory for your children. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Clap your hands like you're alive. Clap your hands like you believe that God is inside of you. Amen. Close your eyes with me. Close your eyes with me. Young people, stand to your feet. Don't sit down if you're young. Stand up, close your eyes with me. Before I sit down, if you are here today, you know you're far away from God. Maybe you've been coming to church once a while. Or maybe somebody invited you here today. But I want to say, Bishop, this Easter Sunday, I need you in my life. I need Jesus in my life. When he said, this Sunday morning, I want Jesus to be my Savior and my Lord. I made many mistakes. My life is full of fear. But today, I need a master who has control and power over death and hell to come into my life. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you're here this Sunday morning, when you say, Bishop, pray for me. I need God in my life. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. Lift up your right hand very quickly, very quickly. I want to pray. Wherever you are standing today,
Lift your hand up. I want to pray for you today. I want to pray that today will mark a day of a new beginning in your life. Lift your hand up. Father, thank you for all those who have lifted their hands. So many of you, you want to say today, this Easter Sunday morning, I don't want to live here without making Jesus my Lord. Lift your right hand up high. Father, thank you for all those who have lifted their hands up. Let today mark a day of a new beginning. If you have lifted your hand up, I want you to come to me where you are. Come. I want to pray for you especially. Just come. Oh, yes.
Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught,
me how
to watch,
and pray
and live,
rejoicing every day. Happy day. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Your eyes with me. Lift your two hands up high to the Lord, all of you in front here, and I'm going to lead you in this very important prayer, and I want you to make this your personal prayer. Join me and let's say together, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning, I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus
as my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Make me your own child.
Make me your own child.
From today.
From today.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
You are my master.
You are my master.
You are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I will walk with you.
I will walk with you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
From today.
From today.
My life belongs to you.
My life belongs to you.
From today.
From today.
All my days belong to you.
All my days belong to you.
Take control of my life.
Take control of my life.
Write my name.
Write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name.
Now mention your name.
Jeff.
Please, Jesus.
Please, Jesus.
Write my name.
Write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
From now.
From now.
I am born again.
I am born again.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? What a blessing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.